Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here with you today, and I'd just like to first acknowledge my other co-presenters, Dr. Susan Mittelstadt, Kieran Dolan, and Omar Rodriguez. I have no financial relationships to disclose. And for those of you who don't know or who are unfamiliar with Belize, it's a small Central American nation that's English-speaking. It's a population of about 300,000 people, with 60% under the age of 25. There are six districts in Belize with varying geographic and demographic makeup. And this study took place in the Cayo District, which is in the westernmost part of Belize, jutting up against Guatemala. And Belize has the highest HIV prevalence in Central America at about 2%. And UNICEF estimates that there are about 14,000 children who are vulnerable as a result of HIV/AIDS, meaning that their basic needs of food, clothing, shelter, and education are not being met. The Cornerstone Foundation is a small community-based organization, or CBO, that operates in the Cayo District of Belize, and it has both district and countrywide outreach and service activities dealing with HIV/AIDS, youth development, empowerment, human rights, and the Cornerstone Foundation developed a program called Caring for Children. In 2004, it was started with a seed fund from UNICEF, and it's characterized as a network of individuals, individual donors at the local level to support children affected by HIV/AIDS. And the program relies on local community donations in order to serve its constituents. Now, there are many CBOs located in developing countries that rely on aid from multilateral institutions and other international donors to facilitate community development. And this top-down model has been criticized because it does not always facilitate local ownership or local capacity building. And another type of development can be characterized as giving or the sharing of resources at the local level by individuals within their community. And the focus of this research project is on community development at the local level, or giving at the local level. Now, community capacity and social capital are important concepts related to development of communities at the local level, and these concepts are highly related to one another and encompass characteristics of a community that affect their ability to identify and address social and public health problems, as well as having obligations and expectations, trustworthiness, and social norms between individuals. And because some community-based organizations, and in particular Cornerstone, rely heavily on donations from local individuals to facilitate their programs, it's important to investigate why and understand individuals' beliefs, about donating to their local community-based organization. And it's our hope that this research will identify ways in which CBOs could tap local capital, social capital, in order to sustain donations. This study was a mixed method study using a quantitative survey and qualitative in-depth interviews. The closed-ended paper-based survey was based on the reason-action approach, which has been used to study a number of health behaviors, including donating, and also it was based on a 2008 study conducted in Belize to elicit those beliefs underlying donating to caring for children. A total of 315 individuals were used in analyses for this study, and they were recruited through flyers and attendance at local civic meetings. Participants were both donors and non-donors. And for this study, we asked participants to answer all questions within the context of donating goods like toilet paper, clothes, school materials, or other non-perishable food items, or donating services like house repairs at least once to caring for children over the next 3 months. And survey analysis examined the relationship between intention to donate and the perceived consequences or outcomes of donating using Pearson's correlation. So for example, we looked at the salient consequences or beliefs about donating, for example, will help people in need, and whether or not helping people in need was good or bad. and we assess the relationship between these items and intention to donate. And questions were measured on 5-point Likert type scales, and from this we identified those beliefs most strongly related to intention to donate. The qualitative in-depth interviews were conducted with 8 adult participants in the CAIO district who were current donors to Caring for Children. And interview topics were developed from key findings from the 2008 elicitation study. And for example, we asked participants, what does it mean to help, or for you to help someone else? And we were interested in hearing participants' ideas on responsibility, promotion of well-being of others, empathy, perception, and explanation of need. Also, we asked participants, what impact do you think you have by donating to Caring for Children? And the interviews were audio recorded and transcribed with thick notes and then coded for emergent themes. And to go back to the survey participant characteristics, over half were women, over half identified themselves as mestizo, which is a mix of Spanish and Mayan descent. The majority had completed high school and had the equivalent of an associate's degree, which is that sixth form slice you see in that pie. A third of participants did not know their yearly household income, while over a quarter only made the U.S. equivalent of $7,000 a year. And this table shows the correlation of intentions to donate with the salient consequences of donated, and the 3 beliefs most strongly associated with intention to donate were donating will help people in need, will improve your community, and donating means that someone knows they'll know that someone cares for them in the community. And so what does this mean? It means that people who are concerned with helping others and the larger community intend to donate to Caring for Children. 3 major interview themes emerged, and let me highlight a few of these themes by reading just one of the quotes. But they included education. People thought donating would help with education. It would decrease the burden on government services. And help the communities become self-sufficient. For example, one participant said, you know, you can't send children to school not eating. What will they learn? The children are the future of the country, so you have an impact. You empower and help people on their feet to get on their feet, and they move on from there. These results provide a look into the psychosocial factors or those beliefs influencing donating. And results from both the survey and interview show that individuals believe that their involvement with caring for children and their giving of either goods or services results in a strengthened and improved community and a brighter future for Belize. Now, as community-based organizations like the Cornerstone Foundation move forward, these results can inform the development and implementation of community-based programs that rely on local giving. And because individuals believe that their actions, or through the act of giving, strengthens and improves their community, CBOs may want to capitalize, or should capitalize, on this belief through their messages to the public. CBOs may consider emphasizing the many positive outcomes and benefits of donating, such as improving the whole community, rather than focusing only on helping one individual. And additionally, rather than only focusing on monetary donations, CBOs should further expand their request to include giving skills, time, or other non-monetary resources, as this may further build local relationships and networks within the community. Now, I would just like to briefly acknowledge the Indiana University School of Hyper and the Graduate School for their assistance, and thank the individuals who participated in this research, and also the Cornerstone staff. So thank you very much.